Acid. Welcome to the Cosmic Overdrive, your source of deranged music on Intergalactic FM. Your host for this evening, Rude 66.
Welcome to Cosmic Overdrive, episode number 130, and we started this third episode of our 7-inch special With a 7-inch from New Order. I had to play something by New Order, and I looked long and hard what to play, and I played you this special 7-inch version of a track called Lonesome Tonight, and it's the B-side of another track that it was also originally with on a 12-inch. As a matter of fact, the 12-inch Thieves Like Us was the only one that was ever officially released. But this is a 7-inch radio promo. I don't know exactly how many were pressed, but it was not that many. And on that radio promo, which has the same catalog number, Factory 103, as the 12-inch, there are two edited versions of these both these tracks. And it was officially only meant for radio stations, so that they didn't have to play the whole 7 minute versions of the 12-inch tracks. I was always surprised that New Order managed to score such a, especially with Blue Monday, such a big hit, because it was only released on 12-inch, and a lot of radio stations don't like to play tracks that are so long. And I guess with this one, they caved in a little bit and made a 7-inch edit. And it's edited at the beginning is different, the end is different, and I think they've cut something out in the middle. But I'm not quite sure how it was done exactly. But anyway, it's one of the cooler things in my New Order collection to have this 7-inch, and a nice opening of another round of 7-inches on Cosmic Overdrive. And the next one is already laying on the turntable. It's going to be a quickie. I think this is one of the shortest 7-inches I've ever played. It came out in 2007 on Megahertz Records, the label from the boys from Klankstabil. And it's a 7-inch by Lara Bandila, and the track is called The Great Communicator.
I am the big destructor. I smell a suffering soul. A hole in the soul is a nudge. Which is my favorite food of all. I'll eat you up and digest you. So close your eyes and don't want no more. Close your eyes, oh baby. I thank you for opening that door.
Thank you.
I made it by the skin of my teeth to change the 7-inch there, because, well, 45 seconds is not a long time to take a record off the turntable and put it back in sleeve, put another one on. And anyway, I just had this track ready. Kanya Tiefer and Teppy Ho on Hex, the sub-label of Enfant Terrible. And this is a 7-inch from last year. With on the A side, the last three ever Kanya Tiefer tracks, and on the B side, three tracks of her new project called Family Jewels. And it's kind of fun to have six tracks on a 7-inch, value for money, as we Dutchies would say. And they are all very cool tracks, but I actually wish that they would last a little bit longer, because some of them are over before you know it. Anyway. What do we have on the turntable next? We have another Hex 7-inch. Very cool stuff. This is from one of my favorite bands from the last, I would say, 2 years. They managed to create a world of their own in sound, and not many bands these days can do that, but these guys succeed very well. The label is also Hex, and the band is called Bronze.
Yeah.
super cool stuff. These recordings were made almost 27 years ago, May 1985. According to the sleeve of this record, Adi and Crystal. I tried to find the title of this track, but there's so much stuff that comes with this record. But I think the title is only written on the other side of the label of that is playing now. So I have no idea. It's a 7-inch on Kernkrach. This is number 269, and it says it was made in May 85 from a demo session on the carpet, sitting on the carpet, which is kind of cool. Recorded on cassette directly, and only these two tracks on this 7-inch survive from this demo session, which was released by Kernkrach in, I don't know, I think 2006, something like that. Funny enough, there is an extra piece of paper in this record that apologizes for the quality of the recordings, and if you are not satisfied, you can send the record back and they will give you your money back. And I wonder how many people actually did that. This record almost did personally thank me for being taken out of the sleeve, because this record is it comes in sort of there's an outer sleeve, and then there's kind of a PVC inner sleeve, and then inside it has all this stuff, paper and sleeves and records. My records are sliding off my CD player. Stay. And the problem with this is that if you don't take it out of the package on a regular basis, everything starts kind of melting together. So there are prints from the back of one of the pieces of paper on the label, and it all it's becoming a bit of a mess. So I was just in time to save this this record, because I think if I had left it in there for another year, it would have become one whole big lump of plastic. Anyway, if you have this 7-inch at home, don't forget to take it out every once in a while, because it needs it. Let's go back to a little bit farther than 85. Not much, though. 84, 83. The Cocteau Twins and Kookaburra, the B-side of the Akia Guinea 7-inch.
Yeah. Rio, lived on a mountain. I met her in Trafalgar Square. She was sitting in the fountain. She took off her hat and she had lovely air. Said smoke marijuana and Copacabana there. South American lady, you've got that crazy beat. Brazilian beauty with the flashing feet. Danced to the music at the Mardi Gras. Then jumped on the Concorde. You're so la-di-da. To dance, and then she danced with me. Then I took a chance. Come home with me today. I live in France. We can get there BEA. Just Sweet's own rock star. Je have your residence. Je have a tailor. I lost South to France. Voulez-vous partir with me? Then come and rest tailor with me in France.
Fantastic stuff. Bill Wyman, Rolling Stones bass player, sharing his pickup lines for girls with us. I have a huge respect for people who don't take themselves too seriously, and even more respect when, by chance, by doing that, you create a great record. And I love this track. CC, Je suis un rock star, Bill Wyman. This is the 7-inch version. I bought this in 81 when it came out. It was a minor chart hit here in Holland. A couple of years ago, I came across the 12-inch version. And, well, I couldn't resist to buy that either. And it's not that much different. There's some longer instrumental pieces. But anyway, it's a great track. I really love the combination of the lyrics and that fat accent. And together with what sounds like a CR-78 in the background, some guitars over it. And yeah, great stuff. This is a 7-inch, at least. Here in Holland, you can find this for, 50 cents, 25 cents, 10 cents for free in every bargain bin. So pick it up when you find it. It's worth buying or getting, so to speak. And let's quickly move on. We have a lot more other 7-inches laying here, including the next one, which, in contrast to the Bill Wyman record, is from a band that takes themselves very, very seriously. But they also make good music. The X and Contempt. We'll be right back. Listen to that faded in applause at the end of the record from the ex, the band that takes themselves too seriously, to the guy that has taken this to an entirely new level already in the late 70s, where this record came from. Jean-Michel Jarre, of course, and this is from the Jarre à la Concorde 7-inch. Equinox 7 and 8, this was Equinox 8, one of our favorite waltzes, I think, 1980, I see here on the record. And, you know, he's known for all these big concerts. And even on this record, on the back of the 7-inch, is an article with Jarre with his hands in the air, with the headline, 1 million watch the biggest show on earth. And I don't know if I would put that on the back of one of my 7-inches, even if 1 million did watch the biggest show on earth. I don't know. It's and if I listen to these tracks, I can't help the feeling that they are studio tracks with the audience faded in and out in the end. They do sound different than on the albums, so I guess it is worth having the 7-inch, and it's kind of a collector's item. You don't see it very much. It's fun to have, but I prefer the album versions. Anyway, it's an interesting ditty in my 7-inch collection, and let's keep it electronic for the next one. Once again, it's a record where the artist and everything and name are on the other side on the label. Why do they do that? Why is that? Why don't they think of us poor radio DJs that have to tell people what's on these records and we don't know? Luckily, the one I could remember was that the artist is Tok Tok, and this came from the Hot Mix shop in our very old days that was in The Hague for only a few years, and I think this may even have come from Ferenc's distribution. I don't know. Anyway, all I know is that it's a white vinyl 7-inch with a big Vermona drum machine on the back, and the artist is Tok Tok. That's all I remember. So let's play it. I'm Okay, yeah. Did you recognize who was the real drill and who was the synthesized drill? Always fun to have a drilling competition on vinyl from 1999. Panasonic versus FM Einheit, of course, from Einstutzen und Neubauten. The track is called Termit. It's from a white label 7-inch, promo 7-inch from Mute Records, with three tracks on it that are all, I think, related to Panasonic from the days when they were still called Panasonic, because later they had to call themselves Pensonic because of copyright ideas of the real Panasonic that I guess did not like a bunch of crazy Europeans taking their name and making lots of noise with it. Anyway, it's an interesting track. I don't know if this ever got released or not. I know they had quite a big output at the time, but I didn't really follow all their stuff. So I don't know. It's but for a 7-inch, it's quite cool. It's a like I said, it's a white label 7-inch. I don't know if it's rare or not. You don't see it much, but I don't know. These promos sometimes got given away to everybody that wanted one. So there may be tens of thousands of them out there. I don't know. Let's quiet down a little bit now with a 7-inch from, I don't know, people put a year on your record. Anyway, the band is called Cosmos Number One, their label is called Disc Ibach, and the track is called Fly By Night. We'll be right back.
people tell you that they're your friend. Leave them, you need them, watch round the river bend. Make sure that you're receiving the signals they send. Brother, you've only got two hands to lend. Maybe there's someone who makes you move. Some nights you loom up ahead when you're asleep. Some days there's things on your mind you should keep. Sometimes it's tougher to look than to leave. You better watch out for the skin deep. One day, the track that you climb and get steep. Your emotions are frayed and your nerves are starting to creep. Just remember the days, as long as the time that you keep. Brother, you better watch out for the skin deep. Better watch out for the skin deep. Better watch out for the skin deep. Brother, watch out.
A single by the Stranglers, Skin Deep from 1984. And the record I played before this, I always do this because it says in huge letters Cosmos Number One on the cover, but that's of course the title of the track, and the band is of course the Moonbirds. And so we've set everything straight again. Anyway, I'm going to shut up because I can play one more last little bit of a track. And that was the end of Cosmic Overdrive 130. Next week we'll be back with Cosmic Overdrive 131. And who knows, we might play some more 7 inches on the show. Let's see if it'll work out. The next one is a track, you've heard this on IFM before, but I'm going to play it anyway because it is so good. Nash the Slash and Swing Shift 69. Good night.
Flesh in black silver mesh. The monster.